This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, Episode 3, for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. There may not be school today, but most of the district staff came to work. Hello from the Communications Department on the first floor of the Lincoln Public Schools District Office. I'm Mindy Burback.
And I'm Brian Fitzgerald. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make Lincoln Public Schools the wonderful place that it is. Today, we're going to feature the LPS Live Superintendent Spotlight. It's a new segment that's going to air live every 2 weeks on the LPS Facebook page. Communications Director Mary Kay Roth will sit down with Steve Joel, and they will talk about current hot topics and what's coming up within our schools, along with a question from a student.
And the student question this time was very relevant. How do you decide on canceling school for weather? And that's coming up later on in this episode. But first, let's take a look at the headlines that are on the Lincoln Public Schools website. Brian, one of my favorite stories is one that I actually got to go out and cover in the schools. We visited an Irving Middle School 8th grade science class who had a very special guest in their science lesson. It was a cold winter day. Officer Andrew Nichols is the school resource officer, and he visited Sarah Gergen's 8th grade science class, and he was able to show the class the difference between a radar and a laser speed gun that they use when they're out on patrol to find those people who might not be going the speed limit. And the kids got to learn about how LIDAR, that's what they call the laser gun, or radar travel, and which one's better and which one's more efficient. And I learned that LIDAR travels in a straight line, but radar spreads out and bounces back to give you the speed. And that was really fun. They did catch a couple of speeders. I thought with 20 kids in bright yellow vests that maybe people would slow down, but we did catch a couple of speeders.
I bet they got to see how well some car brakes work when they saw the group of them shooting them with lasers.
They did. There were several people who slowed down. It was really fun to see. And the kids, I think, got to see how science applies to everyday life. Sometimes even my kids say, I'm learning this, but how am I ever going to use this in life? And they got to see how those lessons are going to apply to everyday life.
Fun. Another thing that we have going on is the new Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee. And we've got over 100 community members and stakeholders that are a part of that committee. They had their first meeting on January 15th, kind of a kickoff meeting to let everybody know how this thing was going to work. But they really got going last night at their second meeting, and they broke into some committees. Some of those committees that they created last night are ones that are focused on new high schools, new elementary schools, new middle schools, alternative grade level configurations, early childhood and community learning centers, infrastructure, finance, high school athletics and the activities complex, and then also one on the high school focus programs and alternatives. So this larger committee and then the subcommittees, they're going to be meeting all the way through the summer, create recommendations for the board. And then by September 1st, they're going to be giving those recommendations so that probably by 2020, we'll have a potential bond issue based on these findings.
And it's very important work that they're doing. And I'm so thankful that we have thoughtful community members who want to participate in this process to give the school district the feedback that we need, because we have some big decisions to make. We're growing at 800 to 1,000 students every year. That's a basic school every year that we're growing, and that's growing all throughout Lincoln. So it's really exciting to see the committee get to work on that and hopefully help us answer some questions.
If you look at our front page right now, there's a link for the Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee. And it's an interesting list of documents and stuff, everything that's being presented to the committee. You can go there and see also for yourself, links to the statistics handbooks, links to things that are being, growth, population, all those things. So you can go get some of that same information that they're getting. You can also see everybody that's on there and when all their meetings are. So front page of our website, Superintendent's Facility Advisory Committee.
So people can be as involved as they want to be. Also on our website, if you want to be involved in our schools, we have several performing arts events coming up. You can find those on our LPS website under the Community Arts Calendar. We try to list information about theater events, music groups, art studio art shows. There's all sorts of things there from all of our schools. high schools and middle schools. The one that's coming up really quickly on February 8th at 7 p.m. and February 9th at 2 and 7 p.m., East High School theater students are going to present The Places You'll Go. It's going to be a cabaret of musical songs that will take you on a trip around the world. And some of the songs are from like Newsies and Shrek. I know my kids would totally enjoy that.
Mine too. What a fun time that'd be.
It'll be very fun. Those tickets are $10 and they can be purchased online. Again, you can find all of those community arts events on our website.
As we said before, today's episode features our new LPS Live Superintendent Spotlight. So last Friday, our Director of Communications, Mary Kay Roth, spoke with Dr. Joel about his recent visits to schools and about being a teammate mentor. Here it is.
Welcome. Welcome to Lincoln Public Schools Superintendent Spotlight. This is our opportunity twice a month to have a conversation with LPS Superintendent Steve Joel. Welcome to the program, Dr. Joel.
Good to see you, Mary Kay.
And I am Mary Kay Roth, Director of Communications at Lincoln Public Schools and the host of our program. So Dr. Joel, January is National Mentoring Month. That gives us a great excuse, reason to talk about the Teammates program. You and I have been teammates for a very, very long time. I have no idea how you fit that onto your incredibly busy schedule. So talk about why you have clearly made that a priority in your life.
First, I thought January was National Snow Day.
We'll get to that.
I'm a huge fan of the Teammates program. I've been involved with the program for a couple of decades. I think right about the time that Tom and Nancy Osborne launched it. To have a partnership with a community and that supports the work of our kids and our teachers, that provides coaching and guidance for kids who may lack that in their lives, what a gift to public education, or any education for that matter. I've had a half a dozen teammates over the years. You know, I've had a range of great success to not so much success. There's days I walk out of a teammate session and I feel on top of the world, and then there's days I wonder, you know, if we're having any impact whatsoever. But at the end of the day, I always feel like if I wasn't there and over 1,000 of our volunteers in the community weren't there, then that climb that these children face in order to change their circumstances becomes steeper. So I'm very, very grateful, very thankful for the program, and I love being a teammate.
And I believe we make a difference in those students' lives, but I also come out at the end of the day sometimes feeling like I'm getting as much out of it as my teammate. What are some lessons you've learned from your teammates?
Well, first of all, one lesson that I've learned is what teenagers are going through today that maybe they weren't going through a couple of decades ago. I think family dynamics have changed, and I think just the busyness of life has changed. I'm seeing through the lens of my teammate right now, you know, what the difficulties that he's encountering. So I think that's one. I think the other lesson is that, you know, kids want to be successful. You know, they just don't necessarily have the skills to be successful. And whether we're working on an academic assignment or a social assignment or we're shooting baskets in the gym, I can definitely see that that connection that they have with me and I have with them is valuable. You know, I'm an empty nester. You're an empty nester.
Yes.
I have grandkids now. They're fun. But, you know, when you're raising your children and then all of a sudden they don't need you anymore, what a great void this fills, right? So it's just kind of augmented my life in a very positive way. So I've learned a lot, and I feel like I'm contributing a lot.
Totally agree. So I know by far this is not the only time that you're in our schools. When I look at your calendar, I see you are in schools every week, sometimes twice, sometimes three times. You think that's important to get out into schools. Why is that?
Well, I think going to the buildings and the classrooms where the action's taking place, and one, thanking people for their tremendous commitment and dedication, because we're a high performing school district. And then secondly, what a great way to start the day for me, right? I mean, it's hard to have a bad day when you're in a kindergarten classroom and you're high-fiving a bunch of kindergartners like I was today with Scott Swartz at West Lincoln. So for me, it's really about prioritizing that at least once a week, sometimes twice. And then sometimes, of course, there isn't a week. I'm very, very fortunate. Board members come with me on a lot of those, and they get a chance to see what's happening in our classrooms. But I think at the end of the day, I want our teachers to know that, you know, we have their backs, and that, you know, we're not sitting in a third floor building on the other side of town trying to create more headaches for them. We really are interested in hearing what they have to say, and today was another example of that.
Oh, I like that. And I know last week you stopped by the LPS Science Focus Program specifically to take a tour. That has been an amazing partnership. Talk about that.
Well, you know, first of all, thank you, John Chapo, and the city of Lincoln, and our team, most notably Scott Wieskamp and, of course, Kirk Lather, for being willing to have that kind of a partnership. I mean, whenever two entities can come together and create some experience for people, everybody wins. And that's a classic example of that. John Chapo is a tremendous director of the zoo. I'm probably not doing justice to his title.
And two of his sons went to the zoo school.
Right. And when I go out to the zoo school and I see our kids out there, they want to be there, science-based curriculum, and an opportunity to really have a laboratory, a learning laboratory, based on animals and all the academic areas that are associated with animal science. So I think this is going to be a wonderful new facility. You know, we saw it. It didn't look like much, but I envisioned what it's going to look like once we get some kids in there later on in this year. So really excited. And, you know, again, that doesn't happen if the city of Lincoln isn't willing to partner. And somebody like John, who could very easily say, you know, let's keep the zoo to ourselves, he wants kids. He wants teachers. He wants learning experiences. So, again, another example, Mary Kay, of why we live in this incredible community.
Yes.
That people just care so deeply about quality of life.
And take a moment just to talk a little bit more about focus programs in general. The philosophy of Lincoln Public Schools, I believe, is to meet students where they can find some success.
One of the things we talk a lot about is engaging students, right? So how do you engage kids in school? You play to their interests. And so whether it's a focus program like Zoo or Arts and Humanities, TCA is growing rapidly. They're expecting between 650 and 700 students next year. But at the end of the day, these are programs where kids want to go to because they're interested in the content. And when we can partner it with higher education and or business and industry in the community that can provide even greater opportunities for students as interns or through mentorships or through part-time employment, now we're onto something that really matters.
I like that.
And so I think we're going to, as we think about new schools coming online in the next few years, we're going to be working really hard to determine what pathways can we bring into new schools that will connect kids and parents to real-time, real-life learning.
Perfect. So we're going to take a break from my questions, and we're going to take a question from a Lincoln Public School student. I don't think it will surprise you to hear this question from Raquel. She is an eighth grader at Irving Middle School.
Hi, my name is Raquel. I'm an eighth grader at Irving Middle School, and my question for the superintendent is how you decide snow days for LPS.
So this is your favorite topic.
You're killing me, Raquel. just when I was recovering from the last snow day decision. First of all, let me tell you, great question. Thank you. Let me start by saying the one thing that I don't rely on is student sentiment, because I've never been in a school district or a school where kids did not want snow days. We look at a lot of different things. We look at transportation within the city. We look at if our buses can navigate streets and roads. We look at whether or not we can get our parking lots cleared. We look at wind chill. We have an awful lot of students who walk to school. We want to be cognizant of, you know, what's the depth of the snow and what are the conditions outside. Unfortunately, many of our children are not clothed in a way that would give them a fighting chance to get through the snow. Lots of different factors. You know, we wake up early in the morning, and a team of four or five people are driving all over the city. We coordinate a conversation. We try to make a decision by 5:30, 5:45, if in fact we weren't able to make it the night before. But I will say this, we are trying to have school. We go into a snow event or a weather event looking for a way to have school, but we have to keep safety of students and safety of staff foremost in our minds, which is why we've taken wind chill days, we've taken ice days, but we definitely want to do everything we can to have school.
Why is there, I mean, you've been a superintendent for a long time. It seems like it has gotten more and more intense looking at that decision? What is going on that makes it that crazy?
It used to be, before social media, the kids would come to my house and offer to shovel my walks even before it snowed. I've had donuts delivered. I've had, you name it. Now social media, right?
So
somebody goes out there and they pose as me and they say, I'm doing a survey on should we take a snow day tomorrow? And all of a sudden, every kid that's on Facebook or Twitter absolutely is going to vote on that one, right? And then they present the results to me. It's 2,815-0 to take a snow day, and we haven't seen a flake yet. So I am humored by most of what I read through Twitter and Facebook, but I will tell you that I don't have a lot of tolerance for kids and or adults who take it to a different extreme. I mean, there's just no, that's just uncalled for. And at the end of the day, we're going to make good decisions for 42,000 kids. And I can tell you that having done this for a lot of years, it's never going to be the right decision in the minds of some. We have a vibrant business community that relies on parents being able to get to work. We want to make sure that, we're cognizant of that as well, too. So a lot of elements and factors go into the ultimate decision, but I am solely responsible for making that final call. So Raquel, thank you, and thank you for being the kind of student that's willing to ask that question, but also show up for school when I have it.
Thank you. Good time to close the show. Thanks for being on the show, Dr. Joel.
Thank you.
Thanks to everyone for tuning in. Thanks to our community for your support of public education. A reminder, it is National Mentoring Month. There are thousands of LPS children on waiting lists for teammates. So if you are interested in volunteering, please contact the Lincoln Teammate Program. We'll see you in a few weeks.
That was Mary Kay Roth, Director of Communications, and Steve Joel, Superintendent of Schools. And Mary Kay's right. There are tons of children currently on our waiting list for teammates to get a mentor. And we're just so fortunate at Lincoln Public Schools to have the Teammates Program. You know, I'm a teammate, Brian, and I probably get more out of it than my teammates. This is my second one. I've got a seventh grader at Culler, and we get to just hang out. I'm not trying to be her parent. I'm not trying to be a teacher. I'm just an extra adult in her life that shows care, and I'm there to listen, and I'm there to help her if she has something that she needs to bounce off of a caring adult. But mainly we play Scrabble. We play Monopoly. She's really good. She beats me every single time because she gets all those railroads. But basically we just sit down 1 hour every week, and we get to just hang out and talk about things that she doesn't know, maybe how to handle a situation. And I'm just there to listen and provide an ear. And it's nice to have somebody that, counts on you. I have my own children as well, but it's just one more relationship that this person has with a caring adult.
And it's great that Dr. Joel is able to make time for doing that. Also that he is able to get out into our schools pretty frequently. Very often when I'm out, it's like Dr. Joel, there he is too, and really takes a lot of time out of his schedule to get out to those schools. And when you have as many schools as we do, at any given place, they might not feel like he gets there that often, but he is out in those buildings a lot. So that's great. Also, not only Dr. Joel, but our board members, not only in their parts of town, but all over town attending functions, announcements, dedications, and just getting into the schools to see what's going on and to see the fantastic work that our teachers and staff are doing.
We are very fortunate at Lincoln Public Schools because our board is very dedicated and very passionate about serving not only our students and the decisions they make impact our students, but our community as well. This January also is Board Appreciation Month, and many people don't realize that is an unpaid elected position. These are unpaid volunteers that are spending countless hours in committee meetings and learning as much as they can so they can make the right decisions for our students. And so we would be remiss not to thank our board members. And I'm just going to tell you who they are, just in case you're not aware. We have Kathy Danick, who represents District 1, Connie Duncan, who represents District 2, Barb Beyer represents District 3, and District 4 is Annie Mumgard, Lanny Boswell in District 5, Matt Schulte in District 6, and Don Mayhew in District 7. So I think both of us would like to say thank you to our board members. We get to work with them for board meetings and such, but I think the whole community, we are very lucky to have these individuals who represent us and do what's best, not only for kids, but for our community. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us for Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.